Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more of The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
And pushing aside the man, the myth, the legend, Jeremy Roenick is another legend. Thomas Vanek joining the show. Morning, Vanner. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Marty's in studio here, Old Man River, myself, and talking some coaches. We heard you getting ready for golf. Marty's dying to say something here.
I want to know where you're playing today, Van. I want to see if it's a good course.
It's a great course. It's called Stone Ridge. I'm still out of Minnesota. Best greens in the state.
Yeah. Guy signed a $50 million offer sheet, Marty. I don't think he's playing some dirt track. All right?
Just checking. Just checking.
Hey? Hey, wait, yeah, well, anyway, Van, we know if you're playing golf, it's on a top tier course. Listen, let's talk more top tier. You had Ralph Krueger at the top tier tournament there, the World Cup, and you had some River pulled up an old school article with you in it, and you had some very high praises to sing about Ralph Krueger.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I'll go back. Ralph started his coaching career in Austria, so. I've known of him since I was literally 4 or 5 years old. He took this small-town team and just built it into a European dynasty, which at that time, it was, it's never been done, before and after he left. So he is, again, he's highly respected, and I've known that for, 30 years now of my life. But then when I had a chance to actually play for him at the World Cup, that's when I, really realized how good he is. Not just of a coach, but how great of a person. He's by far the best motivator I've ever had, to deal with. So, again, to me, he's one of the best people I've ever met in my lifetime. And I'm glad I got to meet him, and I'm super happy for him. He got this job. I think people in Buffalo are going to really love him. I think it's a great hire.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Van. You talk about the World Cup. I want to know what specifically did Ralph Krueger do in the World Cup, because you guys had a really tough pre-tournament games. You lost like 7-4 and 4-0, and then you got into the tournament, and it seems like your team was different. What specifically, as a coach, was he able to do for that team to be able to come together in such a short time?
Well, with that team, I don't know if it was so much about coaching. It was about, and that's what's so great about Ralph. I think he can adjust and adapt so good. So in those two games, like you mentioned, against the young kids, we didn't have a chance. So again, all of us, who made on Team Europe, we're all good hockey players. So he knew it wasn't about hockey. So he just had to motivate us in a different way, and he was able to. And again, it took us a few days to adjust to him, to his philosophy and whatever. But after being around him with the whole team setting for 3-4 days, we're like, holy crap, this guy is unbelievable. He spends time with each and everyone, and then it's not just make believe that he cares about you. After 2 days of being around him, not even 2 days, 10 minutes, he cares about you, and that's such a big thing, as you guys know. I mean, if you have someone who really believes in you and cares about you, and not just the top guy, that's when you're a real good person. I think it really came out during that tournament.
Thomas Vanek joining us to talk about Ralph Krueger. Played for him at the World Cup of Hockey, but also known him from back in Austria for nearly 30 years. What are his philosophies, Vanner? I mean, what's his I know it's a short tournament, and tournaments are different, What are his defensive zone philosophies? What are his neutral zone philosophies? Where does he believe that hockey games are won and lost?
Well, I can't speak, I can't speak of what Ralph's philosophy is, because, like you said, it was a small tournament. Mm-hmm. And again, we had Paul Maurice as the assistant coach from Winnipeg, who was on our staff for that World Cup team. So he did a lot of that. And that, again, speaks so highly of Ralph that he's the head coach. But he knows he's got, you know, there's a reason he brought, you know, Coach Maurice on staff to do those things. So I think that's another great thing. I think a lot of coaches, they want to put their hands into everything, where he knows, hey, I'm really good at this. You know, you're awesome at this. You know, he's okay with delegating. Not saying that he didn't coach us. He coached us too, and his philosophy was up-tempo and all this the fun stuff that everyone wants to hear. But again, in that short tournament, his philosophy was, I need to motivate these guys, get them up to speed, and let Paul and the other assistant coaches do the X's and O's, and it worked out great for us.
Thomas Vanek on the line. We know you have a tee time. We'll let you go in just a couple minutes here. Well, listen, we know what's important. It's the off season. You got to get your rounds in. But
I only got about 2 weeks left, and then school is out, so golf season will be over quickly.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, it's weird because you came into this league, and I was. I mean, you're 35 years old now, Van. I mean, where does the time go, right? But you've played for now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're still trying to chase that record, okay?
Yeah, so
we're still trying to. But my point is in your time from when you came in to now. Have you noticed the change in the players that need the different kind of those philosophies and not necessarily the I don't want to call them bully tactics, but maybe those tougher style tactics?
Oh, for sure. I mean, again, I think the league is in a good place right now, but it's completely different when I came in and when we came in. You know, a lot of teams, a lot of organizations are forcing kids to play because it looks good, in my opinion, you know, to have young kids and then sell tickets, whatever. But in my opinion, it's not always the best thing for the kids. So you definitely have to deal with them different. A lot of them get hyped up at a young age, and they come in, they struggle, and they think the coach doesn't like them. Oh, maybe I should, get traded. Somebody else that would play more there and this. So it's way different. I think kids are a little bit softer nowadays. So, yeah, I think a guy like Ralph is going to be huge because he really can sense that. You know, he knows how to deal with people. So that's his, in my experience, that's his greatest gift. You see, he really knows how to motivate, you know, every single individual. Is he, you know, does he need a hug? Does he need to get yelled at? You know, I think that's what he's going to be really good at.
PD took it easy on you, Van. I'm going to be a lot harder on you. You've had 11 coaches.
Boy.
I'm counting 11 coaches. So it started with Lindy Ruff, Ron Rolston, Jack Capuano, Michel Therrien, Mike Yeo, John Torchetti, Jeff Blashill twice, Gerard Gallant, Tom Rowe a little bit, Travis Green, and John Tortorella. Which one does Ralph Krueger remind you more of, or what style of your former coaches is closer to Ralph Krueger?
I don't know. I think he's a mix. Like, my favorite coaches, you know, believe it or not, is Lindy's still on top of my list just because, you know, as much of a hard he was on me and whatever, he brought the best out of me, and I respected that. And I don't mind the yelling and screaming.
Ribs is laughing right now, but that's okay.
Yeah, and you know what? Torch was the same. Like, I tell you, when I got traded to Columbus, I'm like, how is this going to work, you know? And it was awesome. I love Torch. I mean, he was great. You know, he was awesome for me. So I think Ralph is not at that level, but I think he's a mix of, you know, a Gallant, and he has that attitude of a Lindy and of a Torch. You know, so like I said, he's very good at knowing what to be at what time. So I think it's tough to say he's one of these guys, but he's his own guy. But I think he can be, you know, various difference of a lot of these guys in a good way.
We are on the line right now with Pavel Datsyuk. I mean, Thomas Vanek.
Hey, I swear I was cleaning out my basement last year, and I am telling you, I still have the picture, man, from the Halloween party when you showed up in head-to-toe Detroit Red Wings gear and Datsyuk's jersey. I still have it. It's absolutely perfect. People on Twitter want to know if you're coming back, but we don't have time to talk about that because you have a tee time to hit. Good luck. Hit him into the woods, and we'll talk to you later, Van.
All right. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.